Voice Coaches Radio. Everything.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. We are now getting into the month of April. Hopefully you didn't fall for any jokes and pranks on the first. I know that can trip some people up. I don't feel like it's as prominent as it once used to be. And maybe that's just me not seeing the pranks done as often anymore. But, you know, being somebody heavily radio background, I used to watch it happen on the air all the time. And then, like, I just think we got more sensitive as a society that started to become a big no-no. So, I mean, I was just telling somebody the story not long ago. I mean, within the last probably 10 years ago or so, the morning show on the station I was working at, they started the morning as if prostitution became legalized in New York State. And then they had, like, people calling in saying that they were on different street corners or whatever, that they were part of the bit, obviously. But it was quite a morning because, you know, you've got to realize, like, people are, like, half asleep as they're tuning in and they're hearing it. And they're like, wait, like, and they think it's real. And had a press release for it and everything. Like, I mean, can't get away with that kind of stuff now. I think, you know, moment that gets on the air, it's like people are going to be hooting and hollering and like getting so offended instead of just having some fun, you know. But whatever, to each their own. Just hopefully nobody dumped water on you when you weren't looking, or I don't know. I'm not a pranker, so I just don't know. But speaking of being a fool, I had a class with a gentleman. His name was Harry. And he was asking me some questions that I think are important depending on who you are and how you operate as a person. I'm somebody, I will admit, probably a little bit more seat of my pants. In fact, I had a business meeting earlier and I mentioned how I feel like I'm somebody, I'm like kind of like spur of the moment, but also like the organized, like spur of the moment, which might not make any sense to you, but it makes sense in my head. But that being said, some people really do need the methodical thinking and, you know, lay it all out. His question to me was, it came right from a friend who also is a business owner, because that's what happens. Like, you get into this industry and whether you realize it or not, you become a business. Like, you yourself, your voice, your person, you are a business now, and you are going to be self-made and you're going to be self-taken care of. And, you know, how do you go about doing it? What do you do first? His question was, should I have a business plan? And he asked me what I did. And you know, now listen, I've been doing this for a while, right? Like, I started when I was in school, like, you know, beginning, it was like 22 maybe. And like, I started at that point too. And I mean, I didn't really have a big thought process on it. Cause like in my head, only months before, I graduated from a totally different school and like for something completely different, for fine arts. Like, that was my backup plan. I was just a shy kid taking a shot and seeing what would happen and if I could do this. And next thing you know, I was just being like thrown to the wolves. And I'm thankful for it. I'm glad it happened. But I didn't have a plan. There was no plan in my brain, you know. So I think, you know, as an adult, like a full-grown adult, right? Not just like a 20-something kid just getting out of school. As somebody who's already tackled a big chunk of your adult working life and now going in to venture something else, like, yeah, you should probably have a business plan. You should have a good idea of what kind of things you want to accomplish. And I think what you need to really do is you got to think of the bigger picture before you start piecing together the smaller bits to get to the big picture. Because that's the thing, right? We want to have some big goals, and we need to have like the biggest goal in mind. And then maybe like the other goals that we want to achieve underneath that umbrella that are more realistic, maybe in the moment, you know, and then you want to kind of go ahead and set the foundation of like, well, how am I going to achieve those things? How do I get there? What should I be doing? And what steps should I be taking to get to each one of these spots? And I mean, it might start with something so simple as knowing where to start searching. It might start with getting a web domain. It might start with understanding, if you want to get an LLC, or maybe it's business cards. Maybe it's getting, the understanding of, well, what kind of name am I going to go by? What name am I going to go by? What is my business name? So everybody is probably going to be a little different in how they navigate this. But that business model for yourself will be really, really helpful because, I mean, think about it. If you go and think back to being in school, you had like an outline that you were going to do for your book report. Like that was always how you wanted to start it. So you understood where to go and how to navigate that essay or that book report. So you start with the outline and you do it in bullet points. And then you got to hit each one of those things that you labeled on that outline to get to the final product. And that's the same thing here. You know, it's like you want to have that overall outline and then weave your way in and out to be able to hit everything that you want to do. And, I think some of what you need to do is going to be similar to other people when it comes to setup, when it comes to the things, the basic things that you need, whether it's social media, whether it's business cards, whether it's a website, maybe it's a dedicated phone line, like an email address. Like, you know, those are going to be some basic things that anybody is going to want to have to start. But then you go through, well, what are my big goals? What are the bigger goals from there? You know, and just build around it. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some patience, right? It's going to potentially test you a little bit. But the best thing that you can do is just kind of do it little by little. You start getting stressed out. You got to put it down. You got to walk away and you got to clear your brain. And you got to remember that this is an industry that is a whole lot of fun if you allow it to be fun. And the business part of it, you know, when we're starting to put this structure together and create something, that can be a little heavy. It can be a little stressful. You know, I just did my taxes. I'll tell you, that can be a little stressful as a self-employed human. but it pays for itself in the end. Well, I got to pay for my taxes, but it does. It pays for itself tenfold. Let's face it, because I could be doing almost anything else. I don't want to do anything else. I want to do this. So for me, you know, when I was talking to Harry, I said to him, maybe initially I didn't have any kind of plan, but in the back of my head, in the rebuild phase of all of this, and I've said this before, once I knew, wait a minute, I can do this from home. Wait a minute. I don't have anything holding me back. Like I've got the okay from this one station that I'm doing that as long as any other work isn't in that same market, I can go ahead and I can explore. The world was open to me all of a sudden. And maybe I didn't write down a business plan, but I knew in the back of my head that my goal was to work from home. My goal was to add work stations, radio stations, any kind of voice work I could. And I wanted to be able to have the flexibility that so many in voiceover end up having the luxury of. It didn't happen overnight. It never will. It came sort of easy, at least in my eyes, but it was also because of the 15 plus years of work that I put into it, leading into the nonsense that we've been dealing with the last few years. You know, so it's not like a handwritten plan, but I knew what I wanted. And I just kept doing it and I kept doing little things and anything that would come my way, I said yes if I could. And next thing you know, it's the steps paying off and getting to be remote and getting that flexibility and, you know, kind of being that self-made employee or just business as a person. And you'll get there too. But it all starts at step one. And I think right now for you, step one is beginning the business plan process, and you just got to see where you want to start. Maybe it's figuring out your goals. Maybe it's setting up some of the basics to then get to whatever the goals are going to be. But it starts now. Don't put it off. You know, let yourself rule 2024 and see what you're really capable of. You know, every day is a brand new day, and every day is a day to start something new and something fresh. So let either today or tomorrow be that day for you. All right. And if you've got anything that you want us to tackle right here on the pod, Marissa@voicecoaches.com. Marissa@voicecoaches.com. Brand new episode. In fact, I'm going to have Simone on with me next week. So she has been very heavy in a lot of different elements of the voiceover world. So she's got a really interesting background. We'll talk all about that and what she does here at Voice Coaches. And that is coming up next week right here on Voice Coaches Radio. Stay safe, everybody.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.